Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for Jesus. Oh, in Jesus' name we delight. Lord, thank you, God, for that wonderful Lamb. Thank you, Lord, that the blood that has made us whiter than the snow. Lord God, thank you, Jesus, that again you are our advocate, Lord God, that again you comfort us so. And praise God for the Holy Ghost, this one taking the love of God this morning and shedding it abroad in our hearts. Lord, we just know it's well because it's yours. We are thankful to God that, Lord, you know the way that we take. Lord, thank you that you know each and every life here this morning. You know their thought afar off. You know the hair on their head. You know their downsetting and their uprising. Lord God, you just know us. And Lord, let us be thankful how you care for us today. And God, your word, Lord, anoint it to our hearts this morning. Help us to be attentive, every life here this morning. God, help us not to be distracted by anything. Right now, God, let us tend upon the things of you without distraction. Your word is it. It's the most. There's nothing to be compared to it. Lord, let us effectually receive it by believing it this morning. Lord, let the truth and love transform us from glory to glory into the image of you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles with me this morning, we're going into 2 Peter. We'll begin reading this morning from the 12th verse of 2 Peter chapter 3. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Now notice here in verse 14, you know, there was a lot of we's, there was a lot of different things. It really changes its focus right here. Listen, that word beloved is always a very, very, it's a game changer. We're a lot going on to a lot of people in verse 12 and 13, but now we get to 14. Wherefore, beloved, you got to understand this. This is now comes the conversation between husband and wife now. We're talking to a whole group now, it's just like, whew. Everybody just left the room. Just Jesus and me. Now listen to what he's telling his beloved. Seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent. Wonderful word there, diligent. Means to endeavor with speed. Don't mess around. Heed to it earnestly. That word, I got to tell you this because it's so exciting. It's only found in 10 places in the Word of God. 8 times in Brother Paul's epistles. And Peter picked it up a couple times. Praise be to God. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And I just have to tell you, and I think we're all in this by God's grace. Aren't we just overwhelmed with the thought of the coming of the Lord? Isn't it really all about when we see Jesus? Come on. When we see Jesus. And I've said this before, but I'll tell you, he's put a new passion on my heart. We went to another realm. Brothers and sisters, I tell you, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. No more of this getting ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. And as the word of the Lord tells us in Revelation 19:7, it says she is a readied wife. She's ready. And I got to thinking about the Shulamite that woman in the Song of Solomon. And when the bridegroom, when her groom first came to the door to fetch her, to get her, he was there and he was ready. And she was stirred. She's excited about it. But she hesitates. And it's just for a moment. She hesitates. Two things distract her. She starts to think about how she looks. You read it, you'll find out. And then thinks about a couple things that are kind of going on in her life. Now, she didn't get distracted for too long. But it was just long enough that by the time she got to the door, he was gone. He was gone. And in this precious little verse that we're reading in verse 14 this morning, it's such key evidence of the readied wife. She's not worried about how she looks. She is not concerned about what's going on around her. She's found in peace. Wonderful, perfect peace. As Jesus Christ said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." And as the Spirit ministered to my heart about this blessed peace, it's always been the same. And why not? Because Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in that, brothers and sisters, that peace that has always been the same comes twofold. Peace with God. Peace with God. And the peace of God. Never changes. It's always been the same. And right here in this precious verse, it speaks to us and it tells us how peace with God and the peace of God is sown in our lives. And it follows that precious phrase of "that ye may be found of him in peace." Here we go. Without spot and blameless. Peace with God and the peace of God. Now, many see this and they hear this. Oh my goodness, without spot and blameless. Works, works, works. That's what will always be seen with these eyes. But by God's grace, if you read and receive His word, all I see here is grace, grace, grace. Amen. See, brothers and sisters, without spot, that's the blood of Jesus. Worthy, they sang it. Worthy because of the Lamb of God. Praise be to God. My whole life, your whole life, whether you know it or not, as a Christian, behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb. Oh, yes, it is. And that blood and that moment, praise God, of grace that I received in accepting Christ as my Savior, I got peace with God. And that's so simple. Isn't it so simple? Yet so many people want to wrestle with it. They want to reject it. They want to say, it just couldn't be that simple. Let me tell you something. If it could have come any other way, God would never have done that to His only begotten Son. He never would have done that to His beloved Son. Do you see what an insult and an injury it is to God when we don't accept His, we call it the most precious free gift, but it falls so short of that. That He gave us His Son. And His Son became the helpless lamb slain, ridiculed, mocked, torn. The worm upon the cross became sin for you. So you would not know of any of that. Now, it's grace. It's grace alone. As the word of the Lord tells us, we are justified by faith. Listen to the word of God. We are justified by faith without the works of the law, without the shedding of blood. There is no remission of sin. I pray that that simplicity and that beauty, we never allow that to grow old. That's our victory cry. Behold the Lamb of God. So peace with God, it's awesome. It is awesome. I'm so thankful to God. If I leave this body, I have no doubt where I will be. No doubt. And I'm so thankful to God that I know that every Christian, I am as absolutely as assured because of the word of the Lord, not just for my life, but for yours. When you leave that body, you will be present with the Lord. And God help us to knock off any of those thoughts that would be contrary to the perfect and finished work upon the cross. What shall separate us from the love of God? Nothing. Nothing. The seed that remaineth is the seed that remaineth. Everlasting life is just what it says. It has no end. God gave you that the moment you accepted Him as your Savior. You were born again. You were born of God. Praise the Lord. How stupid we are to think that we could change something like that. Think of that. Even in our natural lives, and we talk about this, and you got to know this for yourself, and when you testify to others, how stupid it would be for me to think. My mother's sitting right back there. She gave birth to me. I can never change that. If I became some type of an animal and hated her and loathed her and wanted to reject and completely disown her, the one thing I could never do is I could never deny that she gave me birth. I will always be her son. And you're going to go fight with God about that? Give it up. And now you're ready to grow. Now you're ready to go on, brothers and sisters. It's so awesome when you have that precious assurance of the Word of God, because a life without that assurance, without that rest, without the peace, as we read right here, there's no readiness for the coming of the Lord. You're not abiding as a readied wife. And I want you to think about this. A bride that is ready to marry a husband is at absolute perfect peace with the love of her groom. Perfect peace. She rests in His love. She knows, as the word of the Lord tells us, I am my beloved's, and His desire is toward me. I appreciate that sweet portion of Scripture. Earlier on, she was so thankful about her love for Him. And I'm thankful for my love for Him. Oh, and my desires for Him are so wonderful. But as she finally grows and is ready to go. Oh, many daughters have done virtuously, but you know, honey, thou excellest them all. And why did she excel? Because I am my beloved's, and His desire is toward me. That's peace. That's peace.
Okay. I think he's got your attention now. He's not done with this, though, yet today. Now, brothers and sisters, he loves me, and I'm his. And now blameless even gets better. See, in Ephesians chapter 5, you will read of the glorious church without spot or wrinkle. And see, there's that spot, praise God, and without it, hallelujah. But the wrinkle here, again, is the blameless. No folds, what that means. There's nothing between. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, sanctified holy by the God of peace. We rejoice that we got peace with God the moment that we got saved. But going on to the peace of God, you know what? It didn't change. It's the same grace. Same grace. Same unmerited favor. It's just receiving more of it. It's understanding how great that unmerited favor is. That as we started earlier on today, honey, what's mine is yours. Yeah. Yes. What's mine is yours. I know I'm very God of very God, but I want a wife. I don't want my wife to be sitting over here with a big palm in her hand doing this to me. No matter how much you want to do that, and how much you want to, oh, I won't please you. I want you just to love me, honey. You're my equal. Yes. And I know, praise God, that could not be anything of me, but it had to be everything of him. Now, you know, the father just stood up and cheered and said, thank God for the work of the grace in that sweet brother's life. I'm getting it. Not that I've apprehended, but I understand this. Praise God. It pleases him when I magnify his son for everything. Everything. You want me to take that place. Because of what your son did. Because of what your son's doing. Because of the grace of God is so immense, so beyond anything I could ever ask or think. And so, simple little one, I'm talking to me. God's talking to me. I'm going to have you get this. What's mine is yours if you'll take it. Now, I know you're saying, you know, you might be visiting here. I don't. Well, my church has never said that. I've never heard my pastor so-and-so or bishop that and that or these types of things. Listen, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Here it is. It's time to listen to the word of the Lord. Preach the word. Speak truth in love. Search these things out. Questions on this? Praise be to God. The Lord has given us teachers and preachers and pastors. Yeah, it's wonderful. There's no such thing as a stupid question when you're talking about the things of God. Go after it. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Feast on it. Somebody that knows this stuff that didn't want to take time to tell you about the things of God, they don't know it. They don't. They might know truth, but not in love. Uh-oh. Yeah, the boots were in the back and I put them on. Don't grow weary in well-doing. And it's not my work, it's the work of the Lord. It's just the love of God. When you're really in love with someone, what wouldn't you do? Amen? But see, in this case, he's so in love with me, what wouldn't I do? By his grace. By his grace. All right. So, brothers and sisters, this grace, this same grace, moving on to blameless. That is nothing of a work, but it's just more grace. It's just receiving the grace to yield to God. It is. And when you yield to God, you got peace. When you yield to God, you have peace. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, say, well, brother, what is yielding? How do you yield to God? It's not a mystery. It's not. It's truly receiving more grace. Listen to this. Trusting God in everything. Doesn't mean that it's a free-for-all. I'm not saying that. But you know you're going to fail. Do you know you're going to make mistakes? Do you know that you're not going to abide faithful all the time? But I know the Lamb abides faithful still. And see, it's in that encouragement that a lot of people say, oh, you best not preach that. They're going to run around here like a... No. When you preach that and you receive that, you want God to work in you to will and to do of His good pleasure. And He does. And those things that used to you think bound your life, those chains that you thought that locked you up, you find out that, you know what, you were just carrying them around all the time. Because Jesus Christ says, whom I have made free is free indeed. You're free. You are free. You may think, oh, I've got this addiction, I've got this habit, I've got these types of thoughts. Let me tell you something. That's not who you are in Christ. All of that stuff is a lie. And as the Lord so sweetly spoke to my life one time, honey, do you know that lies are not true? Well, I've always known that, but I was trying to believe those lies so bad. But Lord, I'm like that. Honey, lies aren't true. That's just the enemy. That is just the enemy. He that is born of God doth not sin, neither can he sin. Now, I'm not going to argue with God about that. And that doesn't give me more reason to fail and to go out there and live some gutter life. That gets me to drop to my knees and say, Lord, help me. Help me. I know you're there to help me. You tell me that your grace, oh my goodness, it's sufficient for everything. Everything. And that you will perform the good work that you have begun. Now come on. That's why we're more than a conqueror through Christ who loves us. See, we're always just looking at here and now. Everything's got to be immediate. It's got to be done right now. Well, by His stripes, I'm healed. Brothers and sisters, start having a vision of the Word of the Lord. Take it. Take it. Now, we'll close this up. Brothers and sisters, yielding to God is trusting Him. It's knowing the love of Christ. You have that in your life, and I'm going to tell you something. It'll be all the perfect and complete will of God. You have that in your life, you'll grow up into Jesus in all things. Because you'll start to believe that Christ liveth in me. In the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. I am crucified with Christ. That dead old dog died. Yep, yep, yep. I understand two natures, but that old man is dead. Understand? Now reckon him dead. Now I pray God get after us this day. Praise God. Now, by God's grace you'll know peace. And you'll know the peace that passes all understanding peace.
Brothers and sisters, we'll know that it's well. We'll know by God's grace the peace like a river. And I know many of us right now are walking through, yea, the shadow of the valley of death. But it's just a shadow. But sometimes we can be fearful of a shadow. But I will not fear. Oh no, because thou art with me. And thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. See, peace is a perfect work, brothers and sisters, that I know God is performing in my life. The peace that we're talking about here this morning is that He is for me. That He will never forsake me. That in due time He will exalt me. That we know that all things work together for good that love God. That He will perfect that which concerneth me, peace. He that is faithful and true. He told you these things. And His word is alive. But brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something very clearly. This peace of God only comes through truly receiving truth and love doctrine. You will never have this place that Peter speaks of right here of being found of Him in peace without the whole counsel of God. You won't. You will not have it, brothers and sisters, unless it's the word of His grace. Not the thoughts of somebody's works or organizations or religions saying you have to do this. It's the word of His grace that builds this masterpiece of peace that passes all understanding, that is the readied wife that will fly right on out of here and meet Him face to face. Now, we can sit here today and say, oh, but brother, that seems so difficult. That seems like some thought afar off. But I'm going to tell you something. The Word of God tells you right now it's His ultimate desire to do it. It's His ultimate desire is to perform this in you. And brothers and sisters, as the Lord encouraged my heart this morning coming to us, He says, I'm ready to do it today. Today. You can have this peace today. By God's grace, there's nothing that is hard for Him. It says that He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. And praise be to God, I'm just foolish enough that I'm going to bank on that. How about you? Huh? It doesn't matter what I think. It don't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter what I have. I got Jesus and I got it all. And praise be to God. Praise be to God. All I'm waiting on is in a moment, brothers and sisters, that I'm trusting God for it, but it's going to be the exceeding riches of His grace. That's a wealth that hasn't even entered into the thoughts of man. Brothers and sisters, I already know that by His stripes I am healed. In a moment, I'm going to have a body like unto His own glorious body. And I don't care if I thought I was too short, too fat, too tall, too thin. When I see Him, I'm going to be like Him. But even though all of that's grand and good, I'm going to be with Him.
Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavily laden. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul.
While every head is bowed. Father, thank you for this peace. And Lord, thank you for the encouragement, God, that we be found and that we would earnestly battle to enter into this rest of God. And as you sweetly say in your word, it's because we've ceased from our own works. Lord Jesus, we are thankful that, Lord, it's not only that you want us to be in glory, by God's grace, to be found in peace is to understand that you want us to be your glory. Lord, help us to be bold. Help us to come boldly to this throne of grace. God, just allow you to pour it on and pour it in us. Lord, it's so tremendous. God, let your people know this day that, Lord, our day has not come yet. Lord, our day has not come yet. Lord, there's pain and there's disappointments, Lord God. Sometimes fear and, Lord, oh, hallelujah. It could be so easy. Or, Lord, it doesn't have to be this way. Oh, but, Lord, it has us upon our knees this morning. And it has us rejoicing and looking to you. And, Lord, knowing full well that our day has not come yet. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, grace our hearts with that conviction. Grace our lives, Lord God, that would help us, Lord, to be found in that perfect peace. Your appearing. Oh, in Jesus' name, amen.